My guest at this time is Andrew C. McCarthy. He's a former federal prosecutor. He's now a contributing editor at National Review Online. He's also written a number of columns about the ongoing investigation into Russia's involvement in the 2016 elections and whether or not there's any actual evidence of the Trump campaign or the Trump administration either colluding or obstructing as a result of these allegations. And today, of course, was the big day for everyone in Washington, especially the Politico types. They've been awaiting with bated breath the testimony of fired FBI Director James Comey before the Senate Intelligence Committee. And Andy, it's an amazing Rorschach test to watch the reaction to this hearing, because those who don't like the president think there are smoking guns everywhere and that he tried to stop James Comey from looking into Mike Flynn and looking into the Russia investigation. Those who either like the president or are suspicious of the accusations against Trump say that Comey pointing out that Trump has never been under investigation, never ordered him to stop the investigation in any way, and there's no evidence of collusion at this point, say this exonerates the president. So what do you see coming out of this?
Well, I think, Greg, that Rorschach test is a good way of putting describing Washington vis-a-vis Jim Comey, because one thing I've always noted about him is that Comey has been the same guy throughout. He's, you know, you may like him, you may not like him, but I happen to be on the like side, even though I disagree with some of his decisions. But, people wax and wane on Comey depending on whose ox is being gored on the basis of, what he testifies or discloses. And that, I think, goes to show that politics really overwhelms people's reaction or sense of what the factual merits of these situations are, and this hearing underscores that, because I think from a legal standpoint, and if you just looked clinically at the legal facts that came out, Trump had a good day as far as the allegations that we've been looking at over the last 6 months. I think the testimony undermines the case for obstruction of justice, which, as I've been trying to argue, was not that strong, actually wasn't strong at all to begin with. There's still no evidence of collusion. As you point out, he acknowledged that Trump was not the subject of an investigation. So all that is to the good as far as Trump is concerned. The problem is, and this may turn out to be a bigger problem as it was for Hillary Clinton, even in not formally or even informally accusing Trump of committing a crime, Comey paints a very unflattering portrait of the president as somebody who is, conniving, dishonest, and, a real operator in a sense. And I wonder, I'm not smart enough to know how this is going to play itself out, but I wonder if people will care more about the fact that there doesn't seem to be any evidence of criminal wrongdoing or even deeply inappropriate behavior that's, straddles the line of the law versus how unflattering the portrait of the president painted by Comey is. Comey is a very good lawyer, very articulate, very compelling as a witness. And I thought that the portrait that he painted of the president was something that's going to be troublesome for the president.
So the political fallout doesn't necessarily have to march in lockstep with the legal conclusions.
Yeah, I think that we know that from the Hillary Clinton situation, because Comey bent over backwards last July, I guess July of 2016, to not formally accuse Clinton of a crime. And yet by the time he got done describing her behavior and how, for example, the State Department under her stewardship had become very cavalier and reckless in the handling of classified information, the damage that was done to her presidential bid, I think, significantly outweighed the fact that that he decided that charges were not warranted, even if you allow that if he had made a different decision in that regard, she wouldn't have had a presidential campaign. I think the political damage that that was done to her was enduring.
We're talking with Andrew C. McCarthy, former federal prosecutor. And Andy, just a couple very quick questions remaining in our time. What's next for this committee or perhaps Bob Mueller as he looks into this, given what we learned today? Are there any key lingering unanswered questions about the Russia investigation in general that have been highlighted as a result of what we've seen today?
Well, I think the good thing, Greg, is that today probably puts to bed the notion that there was collusion between the Trump campaign and the Putin regime. So Comey, who would have had every motivation to suggest such collusion if there had been any, really was very clear on the fact that there was no evidence of that. And that's pretty much what we've heard over the last number of months. I hope that that is put to bed, because I think Russia is a very serious problem, and the challenge to our electoral processes, and frankly to other processes, is not just elections. It's anything that they can make mayhem by hacking into and doing their cyber operations is something to be very alarmed about. And what I've been concerned about is that our consideration of Russia has become so hyper politicized that a lot of people have a motivation to downplay it. And to me, it's very serious. So I hope that we can put the politics part of that aside and start to focus on the Putin regime, which is a real problem for the United States.
What'd you make of Trump's attorney, Mark Kasowitz, today saying that in many ways Comey exonerated the president, and then in other ways saying that Comey was not telling the truth in terms of what Comey says Trump told him about Mike Flynn and about the loyalty request?
I think it's poor judgment on the part of Kasowitz. It's perfectly appropriate for him as Trump's lawyer to get out there and note the places where, even by Comey's testimony, Trump is in the clear. You know, the idea about him not being a criminal suspect, the idea that there's no collusion, the idea that Trump told Comey, you know, it would be a good thing if we continued the Russia investigation and, you know, if we uncovered wrongdoing on the part of what he called my satellites. In other words, if, you know, there were people tangential to me who did bad things, we should expose that and we should know about it. All that helped Trump. And I think it would be fine for a lawyer of his to trumpet that. Where I think they go off the rails is, I wouldn't be asking for a credibility contest between Trump and Comey, because Trump has a long, long history of not having at 7 p.m. the position he took at 7 a.m., and he may have, you know, changed it two or three times in between. Whereas Comey has contemporaneous notes and is pretty solid as he moves from event to event to event, even when he tells, the same story multiple times. So I think Trump's going to lose a credibility contest with Comey, and there's no reason for his lawyer to get him into one. So I don't understand why they do that.
Last 30 seconds, Comey also pointed out that Loretta Lynch told him not even to call the Hillary matter an investigation, but a matter. A lot of folks on the right seem to see blood in the water there. Is she in any legal trouble?
No, I don't think she's in any legal trouble. I think Comey's point, and it was a good one, is that, you know, it's not one side that tries to massage and politicize law enforcement. And it's something, you know, we should strive for independence of law enforcement to the extent that you can have it in this system.
Andy, we'll leave it there. Have a great day. Thanks for your time.
Thanks so much, Greg.
Andrew C. McCarthy, former federal prosecutor, contributing editor at National Review Online. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.